Chapter 5, Devotional 11, A Man Carrying a Jar of Water, No Small Tasks. In Mark chapter 14, verses 13 through 15, we read, So he sent two of his disciples, telling them, Go into the city, and a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him. Say to the owner of the house, he enters, The teacher asks, Where is my guest room, where I may eat the Passover with my disciples? He will show you a large upper room furnished and ready. Make preparations for us there. Most of the time, when we think of the Last Supper, we focus on the conversation between Jesus and his disciples, the washing of feet or the Holy Communion. In this passage, I'm fascinated by the intimate details of the events leading up to the Last Supper. We know Jesus enlisted at least four people to perform the preparations for this special time and defining moment in his life of Jesus and his disciples. Jesus used two disciples, Peter and John, the man carrying a jar of water and the owner of the house. The next verse tells us that they found things exactly as Jesus described them. I am always amazed by God's ability to plan, schedule, coordinate, facilitate, and execute elaborate situations and events, down to the smallest details, to accomplish his perfect will and plans in our lives. In my own life, often, God gives me very simple instructions. Sometimes he is more detailed and specific and shares who, what, when, and where, and how. I confess that I used to wonder about the why, but I have come to simply trust God and get to work. Often, months, even years later, God will explain the why when he knows I am ready to learn and embrace this truth. As the revelation comes and I am able to look back and see God's hand at work in my life and in the lives of others, I stand in awe. I have come to cherish the times where I am able to say to God, Oh, I see. Now, Lord, I get it. In those moments, I feel a deep sense of humility that I, like the man carrying the jar of water, have been used by God for his purpose, honor, and glory. Lord, thank you for your perfect will for my life. Father, your thoughts and plans are always higher and better than my own. Holy Spirit, teach me to trust you in the intimate details of life and to follow your instructions at all times. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.